Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We've got no renovations about today's picks.
I want to make actionability and thoughtfulness of others cool.
I love that.
I was still talking.
Because we're tapping into our true feelings.
I actually have a gift for you. You ready? You were right. Three best words in the English language.
Not I love you.
Ew. No.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, April 12th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Gillian Anderson has refuted a report that she declined to reprise the role of British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher on Netflix's The Crown. On Saturday, British news outlet Metro published a piece claiming that The Crown producers were forced to rework scripts after Anderson refused to play Thatcher on the show's sixth and final season. The X-Files star portrayed Thatcher on season four of the series, winning a Best Supporting Actress Emmy for her performance. According to Metro, which published quotes from unnamed sources previously secured by The Sun, the plan had been to show Thatcher attending a dinner with the Queen and Prince Philip, but Anderson had declined because of scheduling issues. Metro included a quote from a Netflix spokesperson who said, quote, "Gillian Anderson was never intended to return as Margaret Thatcher." Anderson herself denied the allegation on Monday when she retweeted the Metro article along with the message, "Absolute bollocks." EW has reached out to Netflix for comment. Actor Frank Vallelonga Jr.'s cause of death has been revealed more than 4 months after his body was found outside of a sheet metal manufacturing factory in the Bronx. A spokesperson for the Office of Chief Medical Examiner of the City of New York confirmed to EW that the Green Book star died accidentally from, quote, acute intoxication due to combined effects of fentanyl and cocaine. On November 28th, authorities responding to a 911 call discovered Vallelonga Jr. unconscious and unresponsive outside of the building. At the time, police noted that the 60-year-old appeared to have no obvious signs of trauma. Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, and Monica Rambeau are doing some intergalactic body swapping in the new trailer for The Marvels. That, plus the trailers for the supernatural horror movie Talk to Me, Jennifer Lopez in action hero mode in The Mother, as well as our latest cover featuring the marvelous Mrs. Maisel stars Rachel Brosnahan and Alex Borstein as famous pop culture duos, are all available at EW.com. While there, read up on all of today's headlines, plus get other news, reviews, interviews, and more. A city's tragedy sparks an unprecedented manhunt in today's number three pick. The new three-part Netflix docuseries, American Manhunt, The Boston Marathon Bombing, documents that fateful day a decade ago on April 15, 2013, and how surveillance footage and online videos led police to the perpetrators. Now, 10 years later, government officials, FBI agents, and Boston police officers reflect on the nationwide manhunt that began as a result of the tragedy, when Boston was put on lockdown and FBI reinforcements had to step in. Here's the trailer.
It was like any other marathon. The city's coming alive. The flowers are blooming. Everyone's happy. It couldn't have been a more picture-perfect day.
8:33, something just exploded at the finish line.
This was a situation that struck terror into everybody.
Everyone is now scrambling to understand what exactly happened.
Here, we know what else could happen.
The challenge was we didn't know what or who we were looking for.
What I was facing was the most intensive investigation that the Boston Police Department had ever conducted.
This has the potential to be a terrorist attack, so the FBI will be happy to take the lead in this investigation.
And we will find out who did this. We'll find out why they did this.
We knew right away that digital media was going to be a significant factor. We had analysts watching this video repeatedly.
Kevin Swindon gave me a call. He said, "Boss, I want to show you a video."
But the decision was made to shut down the city.
What ended up happening is exactly what we didn't want to happen.
We consider them to be armed and extremely dangerous.
The city turned into a ghost town. There was nobody on the street.
This was a massive national manhunt, unprecedented in U.S. law enforcement history.
911, Splash River Corridor, what's the emergency?
I have a boat in my yard. There's a person in the boat.
We're asking people to shelter in place.
They sought to intimidate us, terrorize us, shake us from those values that make us who we are as Americans. It should be pretty clear by now that they picked the wrong city to do it.
Officer down. Officer down.
Shots fired. All units respond.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, we will also hear from survivors of the tragedy, as well as the officers who caught the bombers and brought justice to Boston. All episodes of American Manhunt, the Boston Marathon bombing, are streaming now on Netflix.
Number two.
Adulting is a full-time job on our next pick. The Freeform comedy series Single Drunk Female is back, and Sam, played by Sophia Black D'Elia, is finally feeling good about her life. She's in a relationship, she has a stable job, and she's focusing on getting sober. So now, for her 29th birthday, she's throwing herself a birthday party. But things, of course, don't go as planned. Here's a preview.
Oh my God, we've been to 1,500 places and my feet are freaking killing me.
Please tell me you don't hate this one too.
I think I love it.
All right, here we go. You're an adult now.
It's the first time I felt like celebrating my existence since I was 11.
Happy birthday!
29. I can't believe it. You are beautiful even without makeup.
I have so much makeup on.
And it's perfect.
I'm happy for you, Sam. Most people, sober or not, do not have a life that they are proud of.
I have the first real job I've had in years, and I have a boyfriend. I quit!
Sam, I don't think you're ready to be in a relationship.
You don't?
You shouldn't be asking me that question.
I shouldn't.
I think you should get out of here.
You do?
Please stop.
Sorry.
I tried really hard.
If you make sobriety your number one priority, everything's gonna fall into place.
You don't have to go to meetings every single day.
Yes, unfortunately I do.
I love millennial drama. It is my favorite thing in the world.
I'm sorry, I'm so much.
Carol, can you control your daughter?
No, I can't.
Humans are fallible. We all need something bigger than we are to get through this.
I actually have a gift for you. You ready? You were right. Three best words in the English language.
Not I love you.
Ew, no.
With guest appearances from Molly Ringwald, Bob the Drag Queen, and Busy Phillips, this season is sure to be a roller coaster. Can Sam keep up with the ebb and flow of adulthood? Watch to find out on the season premiere of Single Drunk Female tonight at 10 on Freeform.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. In the 90s, way before he was the arrow-wielding Avenger Hawkeye, or Sergeant First Class William James in The Hurt Locker, or flipping vehicles on Disney's Renovations, which we'll have more on in just a minute, Jeremy Renner had some odd jobs, like so many of us do. And one of those jobs you surely wouldn't expect. Which job was it? And we got a little hint for you on this one. He utilized some skills he picked up during his time in theater productions. So was Jeremy Renner a piano teacher, a department store makeup artist, or a children's birthday party clown? Stick around for the answer, as well as our number one pick. Well, you might know what it is. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. One build is all it takes for the series debut of Renovations. Before his near-fatal snowplow accident this January, Jeremy Renner was traveling the world helping communities in need, especially the ones that help local kids. In his new four-part series, Hawkeye and his team of building experts are heading to Los Cabos, Mexico, Reno, Nevada, Chicago, and Rajasthan, India, where Renner purchases decommissioned government vehicles and works with his team to transform the vehicles into useful spaces for these communities, like a rec center or a concert venue. Here's a preview.
All right, here we go.
All right.
What's up, buddy?
Explain to everybody how we got here.
I'm buying these decommissioned government vehicles to help reimagine them to serve this community again, just in a different way.
Which ones are his?
They're all his.
He said he bought two.
I decided to reimagine, repurpose, and renovate these vehicles. And I wanted to do it for communities and help kids in need all over the world. I also brought along some talented and familiar friends to help me deliver them. There's a lot of concern on the Avengers family chat, like, you know, what is Renner doing? He's going a little off the rails. We're going to change this truck into a mobile rec center.
What's the timeline?
2 weeks.
I have never done so much carpentry work in my life.
Yes!
Rory is kind of a bull in a china shop.
Bubbly.
No power tools for Rory. Imagine possibilities.
I thought you were up here playing bumper cars.
The only difference between crazy...
Stop! Don't tell Jeremy.
...and courage is a plan.
I was just thinking, we're taking apart a bus with Hawkeye.
Yeah! I hope this demonstrates how easy it is to make a giant difference in other people's lives.
We want to give our kids an opportunity to dream.
We'll have to bounce some ideas off each other and make something really special.
We're going to change this truck into a water filtration truck.
Can't wait to see the look on these kids' faces.
I think everybody senses how truly special this project is.
Let's finish this thing strong.
Okay, Jared, what's the plan?
I want to make actionability and thoughtfulness of others cool.
I love that.
I was still talking.
Really cool work they're doing there. And Renner also invited along some of his talented friends, including Vanessa Hudgens, Sebastian Yatra, and Anthony Mackie, to help him complete his projects. All episodes of the inspiring and heartwarming new series, Renovations, are streaming now on Disney+.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which odd job did Jeremy Renner have in the 90s? Was he a piano teacher, a department store makeup artist, or a children's birthday party clown? Well, just a little blush will do. He was a department store makeup artist. Renner told the Armchair Expert podcast about his days working as a fragrance model at a mall in the 90s, which turned into a gig at the Lancome cosmetics counter. He got the job by telling them he did his own makeup for his theater shows and said, quote, "Wouldn't it be interesting to get a man's opinion on how a woman looks like with makeup on?" The rest is history. Well, folks, that's our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.